My name is Alex Hernandez. I'm a 21-year-old entrepreneur. Each week, I bring a brand new episode inspiring dreams, growth, and learning. You are now listening to a brand new episode of The H Project. Turn up the volume. It's time to grind. What's up, family? Welcome to 49 of the H Project. Today, in this interview, we have on my friend and true badass of a woman, Amy Ellis. Amy is the mastermind behind the blog called Dumbbell Housewives. And in this interview, we talk friends, family, and fitness, how to balance it, and the true ideologies one must have to be able to succeed in any facet of life. So please enjoy the show.
And I loved it. Remember I told you, I loved it. I was like, look at him go. I was really, really proud of you.
Thank you. I have a lot of cool people coming on. So I'm really excited. You know, it's just cool. It's cool having people on and kind of like getting kind of like up close and personal, you know, and, It is an entrepreneurial based podcast, so that's why you can see some of the questions are business based, but a lot of it too, I think there's a lot of value, not necessarily in just business questions, but seeing how that person is and how they run their life. And that's where I swear the answers are.
I agree with you fully. I think everything flows together, but I think if you have a happy life. I think if you strive to be happy, and that plays out in business, that plays out in relationships. I think figuring out how to be truly happy is where it's at. Everything after that just kind of falls into place.
Yeah.
At least for me.
Sure. I agree.
So that's kind of, okay, hold on for just one more second, Alex, and then we can get going.
Cool.
I'm just trying to pull us up. Well, okay. So tell me, like, what inspired you to do this?
Okay. So I like to speak. I like meeting new people, and I've been listening to podcasts for like a year, like religiously, and I've learned so much, and there's so much value. And I kind of saw like the podcasts are just starting to get a little more popular. And so I was like, well, there's an opportunity here. I can start a podcast. And well, before that, I'm writing a book as well. So I'm writing a book. I want to eventually get into public speaking, and I want to stand in front of people and really be able to influence people. So one of my goals in life is to be one of the most influential entrepreneurs of my generation. And so
that's awesome.
I see that's my goal. I mean, I know I want to start speaking in my early 30s, mid 30s. And so I was like, okay, well, what am I going to do now that I can build to that, work on my speaking skills, get out there, build credibility. So that's really how it started. I was like, okay, well, I'm gonna start a podcast. And for a while there, I didn't have anyone on. I was like, okay, I'm gonna come on and I'm gonna express how I feel, and in word form.
Yeah.
And so I started doing that. I started getting more traction. And then I was like, you know what? I wanna start getting people on. There's a lot of value in finding individuals out there and having them share their stories, and I can learn. So it's not even like I do it obviously to help other people, but in a selfish way, I'm kind of like, well, what am I learning from this individual? What can I learn, and how can I establish a relationship?
So I think that's great.
That's how I kind of started. And I knew, like, I like fitness. Fitness is a huge part of my life, but it's not everything. And one of my biggest fears in life, and I felt this for a long time, was to be known as the guy who just works out, or the guy who is just a trainer. I mean, I don't want to be known as that guy.
The guy that looks good.
Yeah, and I really do think if all you do is work out and that's all your life, you have a really boring life.
Yeah, you do.
And I'm like, it's very easy, and you can have a great physique, but it's really easy to, that's all you have to do. If all you have to do is work out, you know how easy that would be? Life is super easy. You should have a great physique, but it's not about that. You know, it's about balancing your life, balancing your family life, balancing your relationships and fitness, and incorporating it all. And that's why I have a lot of respect for people who can do that.
It's so interesting. I gave a motivational speech and spin yesterday. And so I put a question out on Facebook, and the question was, who or what constitutes a true badass? badass.
Yeah.
And so, and I told my class, I said, it gets very confusing. It gets very hard because you see these amazing bodies, out working in the gym. And you strive for that. And I said, but you know, people are going to be really unhappy with me because what I think constitutes a badass and what doesn't constitute badass, is very clear to me. And so I told him, I said, you know, having an amazing body out there and, you know, the muscles and sweat rolling off them is awesome. That's a lot of determination and dedication, but is that badass? Not to me. Mm-hmm. That's not being a true badass. A true badass to me is being good to people, conquering cancer, doing something for a cause. I said, I can guarantee that you will not remember those amazing bodies in 10 years, but you sure as hell will remember people that have smiled at you, that have outreached towards you, that have been willing to teach you something. Those kind of people you will remember in 10 years, and the people that just look good with a little bit of determination, you know, you won't remember anything about them.
Nope. And looks fade as well. I mean, you can work out.
And then what do you have?
Yeah, exactly. Look how empty that the pursuit for that perfect body is when there's no purpose behind it. You're just like, well, I want to look really good in a bathing suit.
Yeah.
I mean, I think everyone looks good in a bathing suit. I don't look at like, for some reason, people look at me and they're like, oh, you must like just like look at people at the beach. And I'm like, no, I think everyone looks great.
Yeah.
How they are. I think you're awesome. But I also do respect. And I think everyone can get better.
Yeah.
And I respect people that want to work at it. And that I think you should have that. Cool. But if you don't, I mean, working out isn't for everyone. And I understand that. But I think you look great. If you're 20 pounds overweight, 50 pounds, I think you're awesome. Because I don't look at your body like that, you know?
Yeah. And that has so much to do with confidence too.
Mm-hmm.
If you have self-confidence, you can be 20 pounds overweight. Mm-hmm. If you have self-confidence, you know your worth, then you, I mean, that's what shines far brighter than your body. People will recognize that. They won't even know what it is, but they'll recognize, wow, there's something about that person that is amazing.
And we're going to talk more about confidence as well as I sent you in these questions and stuff. I think confidence is huge.
It is.
That's one of the biggest things you're supposed to get out of physical training is that confidence.
Because
confidence can take you a long way.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. So being a trainer, a blogger, Spartan racer, and overall beast, can you give us some insight on what you do and who you are?
I can. On my blog, it says, I am no one really. I'm just a mom of four kids, a wife to a fabulous man, an instructor, a trainer, like you said, a life coach, a friend, daughter, sister, and a lover of life. And then it says, wow, I guess that makes me somebody. And, you know, I don't have any accolades. I don't have amazing awards that I've won. But I am good at all these different things and that makes me somebody.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, that's a long list of stuff too, you know, like, that's remarkable. And I'd even challenge you on that and say, you know, you say you don't have any big rewards, but from seeing you in the gym and seeing you with all these people, I think that's the biggest reward you can have.
It is. That is the biggest. My point was that nobody's handed me a trophy or something that said you're amazing at this. Mm-hmm. So it's never been like that for me. But I don't know why I was blessed with. I guess I was blessed with an amazing ability to. Build relationships and build people up. You're exactly right. The payback is my relationships with people that I've formed. Those are my rewards. Those are my trophies. So, you know, all those, and the bottom line is, you know, all of us, have all those things. We all are sisters, brothers, husbands, spouses, and that makes us all somebody.
Yep, I agree. And so what was your inspiration behind the Dumbbell Housewives blog?
Okay, so like everything, this blog has evolved over the years. Mm-hmm. But my initial inspiration was I started seeing a trend happen with all of my clients, men and women, but mostly women. And so what happened is I started having all these women come into me, and literally everything out of their mouth was negative. Mm. About themselves and about their life. You know, I hate my body. I'm overweight. I hate my hair. I'm a bad mother. I'm tired. I don't feel good. And so about a couple years into that, I realized, holy cow, no wonder they are stuck in this rut of life. It's because they're so negative. How could you not be in that rut of life when every thought about yourself is negative? Yeah. And so I just had this, my mission was clear at that point, that I wanted this blog to be an inspiration of self-worth. And my tagline on Dumbbell Housewife is we train from the inside out. And that really is what it is. We start on the inside and we work a lot on the inside and how to truly love yourself, how to have self-confidence, how to enjoy the process, all of those kind of things. And then we follow up with the outside, the physical part. Yeah. So that was my first inspiration, and that's why I started it. And now it's kind of turned into just teaching on how to be healthy, as having so many teenagers and kids in my house, how to balance everything out. And then I have some real specific opinions on what I think makes a well-rounded, healthy person. Yeah. And so that's kind of, I wanted to stray away from the typical workout blogs, because there's really millions of blogs where you can get ideas on how to work your biceps and stuff like that. I really wanted to stray away from that and kind of focus more on the inside out.
Cool. And yes, that's a cool little niche. And you touched on there, everyone was being so negative and they were hating themselves, hating their bodies, saying they're a bad mother. The thing is, people don't realize is they think they're going to get this fit body and they think that's all going to stop, that they're going to stop being negative.
Yeah.
They're going to magically fall in love with who they are. But it doesn't start. It doesn't happen like that. You have to start from the inside and then build out.
You do. And that's exactly what happened. So yeah. I would have these ladies come in to me and they'd say, you know, I really want to work on my butt, my glutes, my, and I would say, fantastic, let's do it. And so we would work really hard on it and we would achieve it. And then they would come back into me and say, okay, well, you know, I'm happy with my booty, but now I really want to work on my back. And I'd say, fantastic, let's do it. And it just continued like that. And I finally realized, you know what, they will never be happy. They will never be fully happy with their bodies. Nope. And maybe all of us are kind of like that. You know, there's always things that we want to improve on, but if you can truly love the process and love who you are on the inside, then everything that you achieve is like a miracle. You're like so happy about it. Yeah. So excited about it. You know, any kind of increased strength or any increased speed, you're like, well done. Yeah. You know, I kicked some butt. Yeah. So I realized that, and that was when my mission was really clear. I'm like, we need to stop thinking about ourselves in such a low way and start on the inside. And I found that when you truly, truly love yourself, you love what you're about, you know what you stand for, then you just, everything is better. Everything is exciting. And every achievement is an achievement.
Yep.
And you, whether big or small.
Sure. And I'm sure you notice this. I've seen this all the time too, is you notice that your goals start to change as your insight starts to change. You're like, wow, I am proud of the accomplishments I've made, but I'm not done yet. But I tend to see that their goals tend to be like lifelong goals. It's like, wow, yeah, I do want to get a bigger butt. I want to have nicer body, toned arms.
Yeah.
But I also want to be able to play with my grandchildren when I'm 80 years old. And I want to be happy. I want to be able. So you think, you see, there's a kind of a mental shift in the way they treat themselves and, you know, work out and how they see those achievements as well.
Yep. I totally agree. I think it has a little to do with maturity too. You know, when you're younger, you don't think about the future as much as you do as you get a little bit older. Mm-hmm. And so I think when you're younger, your desire really is to look amazing and be fit, which is normal. There's nothing bad with that. That's a normal thing for younger people. But then when you start coming into the maturity, you're like, you realize, oh, okay, this is, I want to train for longevity. I want to train for, you know, increased energy, that kind of stuff. So yeah, I think it's a natural progression.
Yeah, sure.
I think you're right.
Now that you have the mission for your blog, what do you hope that the readers are getting out of it when they follow you or read it?
So I've been very particular with what I wanted to get across to people. And like I said, I wanted to stray away from like the typical fitness blog, and I hope that I've done that. I want people to walk away thinking, you know, I've realized that fitness is and being healthy is so much deeper than just a routine or just a look, or it's so much deeper than the outward appearance. And also I really hope that my followers and my readers walk away with a knowledge of how to live a more fulfilled, healthy, happy life. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, everything that I post is, are things that I've thought about, and that I've experienced in my life that have made me a little bit happier. And so that's really what I hope that they walk away with.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. You're pretty awesome, Amy. So
thanks, Alex.
How long have you been working out or into fitness?
Okay, so I'm going into my 16th year in the fitness industry, and it has been a roller coaster. It's been such a fun ride. And literally, I love to see all the different trends and changes that have happened in the fitness industry. And, you know, I've seen some bad ones, but I've also seen some amazing things. And one thing is, I feel like it's so popular to be healthy and very trendy to be in the fitness industry right now. Mm-hmm. And I'm all for that. I think anything that is bringing people to live healthier lives is freaking fantastic. So it's been, and I can honestly tell you that there has been some times in my life that fitness has literally saved my life. Sure. It's got me through, it's taken my mind off things at certain times. So yeah, 16 years and still loving it.
Still going. Hopefully, hopefully another 50 years, huh?
Yes. That's why I train this way. Sure. so that I can do it for the next 50 years.
Exactly. And that kind of goes into my next question, is how important is health in the regards of the big scheme of things? And we talked about, it's easy to want to look the best, but, we kind of touched on this before, but we can kind of elaborate on it. But yeah, the big scheme of things, how important is health and fitness to you and your readers and your followers?
I mean, it's essential. So in the scheme of things, and we kind of talked about this before. So I started out with a desire to have the best body in the gym. Well, I don't know if that was my exact thought, but sure. I wanted to have an amazing body. Mm-hmm. And so I lived in the gym. I mean, just morning I was in the gym, night I was in the gym. And I just really had a desire to be amazing and to be lean and to be, just have a sexy bod. Mm-hmm. I would say maybe 10 years ago, 8 years ago, it all changed for me. Mainly because I went through some, couple really, really traumatic things in my life, as well as I had kids at that point that were old enough to tell me, "Hey mom, we're really not pleased with the time that you have spent in the gym." And so it opened my eyes to a couple things. And so now I train in a completely different way. And I really do train for performance. Mm-hmm. I am very methodical with my workouts. Every single thing that I do is with a purpose. I never go to the gym just to work out. Sure. It's not something, my time is wasted if I do that, just because I have so many things going on. I much rather be hanging out with my kids or working on other business things than just going to the gym to work out. So if I go to the gym, it is with a particular purpose, whether it's endurance, whether it's speed, whether it's mental, clarity or the mental game part of it. And I do that because I want to be healthy for the longest time period that I possibly can. Because my path of change, I want to be around for as long as I can for my kids and my grandkids. And so in the scheme of things, I realized that I train to be healthy. And this goes back to being healthy on the inside too. I train, for a purpose. Yeah. And I, like you said, I want to be doing this for 50 years. I want to be inspiring and working out and, doing this for my whole life.
Yeah.
And not just for the next 2 years. And I promise you, because this has happened to me that all of that, if you're training, without a purpose, it catches up to you. Mm-hmm. And it caught up to me when I had a really, really back injury. And I realized, holy cow, what did I do to my body? I wasn't being smart when I was thinking about the future. I just wanted to be a badass, sexy bod chick.
Yeah.
And so it didn't turn out well. And it doesn't turn out well. It does catch up to you.
Yeah. For sure. So, well, okay. This is kind of, I'm going kind of left field right here. What advice do you have for those girls or those guys in the gym who necessarily don't have a purpose, and they're yearning for a purpose. They're trying to find that purpose. What is your advice to them to find that?
My number one thing is I would surround yourself with people that are interesting to you, that you have a desire to be like. You know, you have to start somewhere. And so if you don't have any goals and you don't, you know, you want to do something, but you don't really know what it is that you want to do, start looking at people that really interest you, that pique your interest. At least I'm always doing that. I'm always looking at people, that I find interesting or really cool. And then I start targeting my goals around that. But in the perimeter of my own life. Yeah. So, you know, I've met some really cool people that are good, let's say at podcasts like you. Yeah. And I don't really have a huge desire, but podcasts really, really interest me. So, so I would say reach out to the people that inspire you, mm-hmm. That really pique your interest, yeah. And reach out to them.
Sure.
Or start seeing, watching them, seeing what it is about them, that you love, and make that happen in your own life. And when it comes to going to the gym, if you don't have any, like we were talking about, I train for a purpose, but if you're just going to the gym to be healthy, that's awesome too. You know, the purpose will come.
Yeah.
But I would suggest going to the gym, finding something that you love, that you connect with. Mm-hmm. So I always tell my clients, you know, I like them to be good at everything. Yeah. So I like them to be good on the tread. I like them to be good at lifting weights. I like them to be good at kickboxing. So find something that you seriously love doing. Try classes. Try different trainers. Every trainer will give you something a little bit different that might really resonate with you. Mm-hmm. And then go for it. Yeah. Find something that you feel like you could do every day. Sure. If needed, and if you needed.
And by trying all those different things, you can really see what you do like, and
yeah,
the purpose will come from there.
Yes.
Now, okay.
Yeah, because most people don't go to the gym with a purpose. comes as like a seasoned. That comes as being an athlete. After a while, you learn, oh, okay, now I'm not going to go just to sweat at the gym. Like, I'm going to go, dude, I want to increase my time on this particular thing, or, you know, so the purpose definitely comes. I would suggest don't start going to the gym with a purpose, because you don't really know what your purpose is at that point. Just go to the gym. Start trying to be healthy, and the purpose will really come.
Yeah. And just get started. Now I have another question. How do you help people who tend to compare themselves to others? How do you kind of get them to not to do that? And I mean, if you compare yourself to others, that kind of like fogs your own purpose in a way. So how do you help them with that?
I always tell my clients, why would you compare somebody's chapter one to somebody else's chapter 21. Sure. So why compare yourself to somebody else that was given a body or is at a place that makes them unique? Mm-hmm. And that's what makes you unique. So I always say, you know, imperfections about people are my favorite things about people, because that makes them who they are. And so many people have asked me, I always tell people this. So many people ask me, I have a gap in my two front teeth. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people have asked me, why haven't you went and had that fixed? And I haven't had it fixed because it's me.
Yeah.
It's something that makes me. And I actually love the gap in my teeth.
That's awesome.
Because it's unique and it's mm-hmm. different. So comparing can get very, very, oh gosh, that can take you to such a bad place.
Dark places, yeah.
And I always tell my clients, don't compare yourself to other people, because you will never be there.
Nope.
You will never have a body that looks like that, because you are not genetically made to look like that. Mm-hmm. You are genetically made to look like you.
Yep.
So let's work you the best that we possibly can. Mm-hmm. And then you can rock that, because that's you. That's different, and that's what you're supposed to look like.
Exactly.
So, gosh, how bad can you feel about yourself if you're comparing? Mm-hmm. And plus, some of that comparing can be really, really fake.
Yeah.
So, you know, that person, you know, you don't know if that person is really all they're cut up to be.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of things that play into that.
Mm-hmm. And you can relate that. I mean, not to just fitness, but into business, into your career. There's all aspects of life. You know, some people are try to compare themselves to someone other's family life. Maybe they're like, wow,
yeah,
they have from the outside, it looks like they have an amazing marriage, but you don't really know what's going on. Like you said, it can be kind of fake. And so
yeah,
it applies to everything. And yeah, that's powerful. Now
I agree.
You have a Spartan race next weekend. How long have you been in the Spartan races?
So I think this is my seventh or eighth year. Maybe 7 years. And it's so interesting because I don't know if you can tell, but I kind of think outside the box. Everything that I do is outside the box. I've never been a group person. And so in fact, I've never been accepted by groups. Like I feel like I'm always kind of a little bit a loner. And so it's so funny because when I started Spartan racing, there was just me and a couple other people from the gym, and we formed this team. And we would go, and there was probably, it was right when it was getting started. And so there was probably a couple hundred runners. And now you go, and there's thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of runners. So we started back right when they were getting started. And now, now I have a team, and I train a team, and it's really, really cool. Cause we have people coming to us and saying, we would love to train with your team. And so, but now I'm getting to the point where it's almost getting a little bit too saturated for me. So now I'm ready to kind of, move on to the next best thing, which mm-hmm. I think I have found. So we'll see. see what happens. But cool. As soon as it gets too crazy, then I'm ready to move on.
Sure.
But
yeah, and always challenging yourself, always finding new things, like you
yep.
you said. How many people are in your Spartan team?
So we have 25, and I don't know if we could do too many more. Well, of course we could, actually. I don't know why I said that. We welcome anyone, and I don't care if there's 25 or 100. But yeah, we have a good number, and that kind of leads into. Well, I'm sure you'll ask about this later, but yeah, we have a good number, so it'll be a blast.
Yeah.
It'll be a blast.
That's great. That's a lot of people to manage. And you've been the backbone and support system for so many people. Like I said, 25 people and many, many more who read your blog and follow you. How important is that family or that teamwork for you and your team to kind of thrive?
Okay, so this is the best part about my life right now. Well, besides my family, but we... For some odd reason, some amazing reason, I have evolved from a single trainer, and I still have seen many, many single clients, but I have formed this group. I call them my elite athletes that have made my life so enjoyable and so happy. And the great thing about this team is we have so many people, many more than 25. We only have 25 that are racing. But we do not only work out together. That's like that's how we started. And that's our main thing. We do work out, every week, three times a week. But we do not only just do that. We have formed a little community. And we race together. We've had new babies. We've had babies in our group. We eat together. We laugh together. We travel together. So I honestly, I think this is the new way to do things. At least for me, it's going to be. I think every single person in our group has commented to me that they are like just loving life right now. It's so much fun. We all support each other. And with this many people, it's really interesting. You're bound to have a little bit of drama, or, you know, things that people that are upset for certain reasons. We have not had one,
sure.
Not one. And it's going on to almost 3 years now that we've been kind of a steady group. And holy cow, it is amazing. It takes fitness to a whole nother level.
Yeah, sure.
Because we all inspire each other. We all, help each other. We all push each other.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one of us has improved.
Sure. Yeah.
On speed and time and, on strength. So it's pretty incredible. I would advise anybody, you know, find a couple good friends, and get a healthy group going. You know, they say that you are who you hang out with, and it really is true.
Yep.
If you hang out with healthy thinkers, or healthy eaters, then chances are you're going to be a healthy eater or healthy thinker.
I agree.
So,
and as you can probably relate, no matter what phase you are in your fitness life or business life or relationships, you're going to have times where you're going to be down. You know,
yeah.
It's not always sunshines and rainbows, but it's important to have that's a support system, because they're the people that get you through, that help.
They
you.
Are.
And I'm sure those 25 people that you're working with and many more, they've had those days. They've experienced days where like, wow, I really don't want to work out today, or I had a bad day at work. And they come and work out with you guys, and it's completely different.
Yeah.
You raise them up. You bring in people up. And we call that rise and tide.
Yeah.
You're bringing people up and you're building people and you're improving their lives in every aspect, even though, yeah, their numbers are looking better, but maybe their relationship at home is looking better as well.
I agree. I think that does happen in their life. As well as that just, reminded me. So one of the suggestions that I give all of my clients, is I'm huge on affirmations. And I really believe that you have so much power in your mind. And I think that's one thing that I've taught this group that really has, I don't know, it goes so much farther beyond, just a workout group. Because what you think is really seriously what you are. And so I have each one of my clients, every client that comes to me, that's the first thing that we do. I have them go home and write down 5 affirmations in their journal, their workout journal, or any kind of journal that they have, of things that they want to believe about themselves, or just feel good affirmations yep. that they do. And I started this probably about 10 years ago, and it started out, I literally just sat down with a journal and I wrote down three pages.
Wow.
Because sometimes you can't believe, you know, if you don't believe it, you kind of have to fake it until you do.
Yep.
And so I wrote down pages, and mine were just as simple as can be. They really were: I'm the best spouse, I'm the best mom, sure. I am adored, I am adoring, mm-hmm. I am the best trainer. I am the best instructor. I am loved. Just different things like that. And now I have them memorized. Yeah. And so that's the first thing that I do every morning before I do anything. And now that they're memorized, I just go through them in my head, you know, every morning. Yeah. That's the first thing I do. And then, so I think that makes such a huge, huge difference. You've got to start with changing the way that you think about life. Mm-hmm. And if you do, and just about your body, and just really know that you really can create the future that you want in your mind. Mm-hmm. It starts in your mind.
For sure. And I'm actually going to give my friend a shout out. His name is Justin Perry. He runs the You Are Creators Instagram page. And he actually he has an app that you might be interested in. It's called You Are Creators. And it's like an affirmation reminder.
I just wrote it down.
Yeah, I'll send you a link, and I'll link it to the show notes for anyone listening. You literally set your affirmations in, and 3 times a day it will send you new ones.
That's awesome.
That you've set down. And so you don't have to sit there and like have to think about it, but it's always on my phone 3 times a day randomly, and they're different ones every day. Different ones that I've set in. And you can add as many as you want, as you know. It's an awesome, awesome app. So I'm sure you can benefit from that.
Oh, I would love to. I will definitely look it up. That reminds me, you'll be interested in this because this has a lot to do with business. So they say that, you know, what's the difference between millionaires and not millionaires? The difference is that millionaires, they're constantly thinking on how to make that million, mm-hmm. on how to make those millions. Their mind is very, very focused. Their affirmations are all about creating ways to make those millions. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, they talk about people that lose those millions. And so all of a sudden, once they reach that goal, their mindset changes, and then it becomes how to protect that. And so that's where they lose that.
Yeah.
So you really have so much power in your thoughts and your mind. And if you don't believe it, fake it until you do.
Sure. And that's our, that's kind of our mantra for Fission Energy. We're coming out with this company. Like I said, I gave you some and you loved it.
I loved it. Loved it.
Our mantra is YCYR, and that means you create your reality. And through this business, like obviously, we want to make money, and money's great. We want to, but more importantly, we want to impact people's lives. And we kind of want to show them that you can create your reality. You create your thoughts, create what happens to you. And you hit the nail right on the head where when you said, you know, millionaires, they're constantly focusing on their money or their millions or creating ways to create money, or that can be abundance in any aspect of your life. It can be love, knowledge, fitness. It can be anything.
Exactly.
But that's kind of our tagline, is you create your own reality. Cause I believe that to my core.
Yeah,
truly. On to the next thing. You're married. You have 7 kids in your household.
I do.
How have you been able to balance your training, your fit family, and along with your husband and your 7 kids?
So I think that this for people is the hardest thing. Balance of anything in life is incredibly hard because life moves so fast. So this is what I do. And it's taken me years to figure this out. So I set my life up in priorities, really. And I literally have a list of my priorities. And of course they are, you know, my husband, my children. Training to me is one of my top priorities because I want to be healthy for a long period of time. So that's one of my top priorities. Business and my blog is another one. And so this is what I do. I number them from the most important to the least important. And then literally make sure that each thing that's in my top five list gets at least a certain amount of time per day. And because those are the things that make me the happiest. Those are the things that I want to be successful at. And so that's what it do. And it may be a short period of time, but I make sure that I do something. So I make sure that I really fuel my relationship with my husband, and I do at least one thing that day that I think will really benefit that relationship. Mm-hmm. And then I move on to my children, and then I move on to my training. So here's the thing about being healthy. Balance is making sure that, I've seen people starting out, wanting to balance their life. And in return, it becomes really unhealthy. So they start out wanting to be healthy and balance everything out, and it turns out to be something that becomes really unhealthy. Yeah. So I feel like if you set it up in this way where you're giving everything that's on your priority list a little bit of time, and then if it doesn't get the amount of time that it needs, you move the freak on. Yeah. You literally say, there's some days that I say, you know what? I'm only one woman. I can only do what I can do, and I'm going to move on. I wasn't able to give that much time to that, but at least I gave something. Yeah. And I think this is huge to me. I think that there's something, I've seen a lot of people that think being healthy is just being in the gym, or they think being healthy is just mentally being healthy. Mm-hmm. This is the way that I see it. And this really helps me balance out my life. There's three components to me that make a healthy person. And one is the mental game, being mentally healthy. Two is being physically fit and physically healthy. And three is having your soul be healthy. Those three things to me are key. If you only have one, you're healthy, but you're not all the way healthy in my opinion. True. But you have to have a little bit of all three of those fed. And so going back to what I was having a hard time describing it. So mentally, I've seen a lot of people get way overwhelmed when it comes to the balance and that balancing out life. And that turns into something that's really unhealthy. Mm-hmm. So don't get overwhelmed, you know, just realize that you're a human person and you have to balance everything that's important in your life, but the things that are not really that important to you, don't put a lot of time into it.
Sure.
It's maybe put a little time into it, but don't put a lot of energy and time into it, because if it's not on your priority list, then it's not one of your priorities and it's not going to fulfill you in the long run. Hmm. So I would say I work as hard as I can for all of my main priorities. And then I'm easy on myself when I don't get everything done. And there are times when I don't get my workouts in, mm-hmm. but that's because I'm putting my time into my priorities that are above that, which are my family, my kids, and my husband. So sometimes you can't get a workout in. Sure. And being able to say, you know what, that's cool. That's fine. You know, that's all I can do.
Hey,
are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm fine. Someone tried to call you again.
Yeah. And I thought I had it on.
Oh, you're fine.
Well, we'll talk about that later, but.
But what were you saying?
So I said, being able to, you know, say that's cool. It's fine.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't able to get that done. And that's being balanced. That's being healthy.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's what the true definition of success is. It's, you know, yeah, you being a millionaire, but you disregard your family and your health all your life, you're not successful.
Yeah.
Being having the best body on earth, but you've disregarded your family or your career, you're not successful. And that goes all facets of life.
Yeah.
I truly do think being able to pursue everything and making sure that you're very well rounded and your entire life is prosperous and abundant, that's success. And that's what,
to yes, me,
that's what I try to teach my clients. I'm like, look, the numbers will fall, they will rise. I mean, it happens.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm not here. I'm not a get fit quick type of trainer. You know, honestly, training is the last thing on my, like when they come in to see me, I'm like, yeah, we're going to get in the workout, but I'm here trying to change your mind. Like,
yeah,
I'm
yes.
Like, you know, and that's what true success is. And that's what I try to get across to my clients. Is that something that you try to get across to yours as well?
I totally agree. Mm-hmm. I totally agree. And that's kind of what happened to me actually. My kids, you know, I have 7 teenagers and now they're at the point where they have strong opinions, you know, they can tell me what they really think, which is a good thing and a bad thing. But, you know, my teenagers started coming to me and saying, hey, mom, you really kind of neglected us mentally. You cared so much about your body and being in the gym that, oh gosh, it just breaks my heart to think about all the things that I missed. Because my look was so important to me. I how many feelings did I hurt? How many, you know, sports things did I miss? Sure. Because I wanted to have the best body. And the hard thing about that is you can't go back and change things. Mm-hmm. So you just kind of have to say, dude, you know what? You're right. I'm so, so sorry about that. And I promise I will never be like that again. Mm-hmm. But, and so you realize that I'm in that gym every day and I wish that I could scream out on the loudspeaker, you know, to people and just say, hey, don't miss anything to be here.
Sure.
You know, go be balanced, mm-hmm. you know, get into the gym, but if you can't, don't worry about it. Get into the gym tomorrow when you can.
There's always tomorrow. Yep.
Yeah. But these kind of things are the real things that like just crush your heart. And you're like, why did somebody not tell me that?
Yeah. Yeah, we tend to forget, like on the pursuit of, let's say, physical fitness or the pursuit of money. I did a podcast about this a while ago. I said, what the things that really matter are those that are around you, those loved ones. Like,
yeah,
you want to be a millionaire and that is important. So you got to make sure you are working on those things, but you can't forget the reason why you want to be a millionaire. You want to be a millionaire so you can provide for the ones that you love. So at the end of the day, the only thing that really matters is who's around you, your loved ones, your friends. And
yeah, well, you know, I always say it's awesome to have millions until you're there alone.
Sure.
with those millions, you know, you want to be with the people that you love. Mm-hmm. So, and I don't know. And I think that you and I train very similar in that way. It's always been about the relationships for me. Yep. And people, I can tell you, people can tell and feel if they're a paycheck. Yep. And I've actually seen a lot of trainers that train this way. They literally get their clients in and out. It's the same routine to all their different clients. And I just, people can feel that. Yep. And they also can feel, wow, that person is really invested in my success. And that is what it's been about for me. And that's what life is about for me, is fostering my relationships. My relationships in my family, in my group, in my business, those are the things that mean absolutely the most to me. I would drop everything for my relationships.
I agree. And, you know, and I won't be training hands-on much longer. Maybe this upcoming year might be somewhat my last year.
Yeah.
It's so funny. I find way more enjoyment if I train someone for free than I do by charging them. It's because I almost feel bad. I'm like, oh, like I really don't want your money. Like I need your money to survive.
Yeah.
I'm here to help you.
And yeah.
I mean, I can't tell you how many times, which is kind of a bad business move on my end, where I'm like, I'll take pay cuts just to help someone out, or I will.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh yeah, you can't pay me until next week. That's fine. As long as you're here,
Yes.
And I can really tell when people are sometimes struggling financially and they're like, well, I really want to be here. And I'm like, what do I got to do to keep you here? I mean, it's not about the money to me. It's about really helping you. And I mean, one day I would really like to leverage my time so I can help people for free. I would love it. Maybe start a gym that's like a nonprofit gym or something and just help people.
Cool.
I find so much more.
That's a great goal. Mm-hmm. I mean, that would be awesome. That would be fantastic. Go for it.
You know, who knows? Maybe one day.
I think that's so true. I think you have to, you really have to just put time into people. The payback is, oh gosh, it comes back tenfold.
I mean, it's priceless. You can't put a price tag on it.
It is. But on the other side of that, Alex, remember your worth too.
Yes.
I always tell people, you know, always know your worth, always know what you're worth. And you will literally get paid what you think you're worth getting paid. And so I've never, ever, ever had a problem. Whatever I ask, I get paid. And it's because I know my knowledge and my worth is worth it.
Exactly.
So, but I'm exactly like you, you know, you can tell when somebody's really struggling and that's the point where you say, you know what, don't even worry about that. We'll figure out that when it comes, you know, I really, really want to see you succeed in this, in this aspect and you can offer things, but don't ever forget your worth too.
Yep. I agree. we're almost done. I have about 3 questions left, but I'd like to take a moment and just acknowledge you. We're good friends and I always see you in the gym with, I swear, cult following. You're like 20, 30 girls. I love it. And it's infectious. You know, I look at you guys and I can just tell there's a lot of energy. You bring a lot of energy to our conversations and it's nice catching up. And
it so is.
Awesome. And I'm just very grateful for the relationship that we've been able to harvest and to continue to help people. And like I said, I just like to acknowledge you and thanks for coming on to the podcast and helping me
and
my listeners.
Thank you. I agree with you. I really am blessed with so many amazing people and you, I count you as one of them. It's so funny how you pull people that are like-minded into yourself.
Sure.
And so I feel like everybody that's come into my life is really supposed to be there and you meet the right people at the right time.
Yep.
And your job is to foster that. And so I hope that I can do my part in fostering our relationship.
You do. And the funny thing is too, is when those people that aren't really like you, you know, and you make it happen where you're not connected with those people.
You do.
It's very interesting.
you spend just the right amount of time to be cordial. Know. And then you say, okay, well,
cool.
Nice knowing you. Yeah, time luck. To move on.
Yeah. All right. So last 3 questions. Why is confidence so important and how can people improve their self-confidence?
Okay. This goes back to confidence to me. Oh my gosh. There is nothing sexier than a woman with confidence, in my opinion.
I agree.
Or a man that has confidence. Confidence is different than being a hothead Confidence is to me is knowing your worth, knowing what you stand for, and be willing to put forth that, you know, that about yourself. But honestly, I can instantly tell if somebody has confidence about themselves. They're friendly to people. They are willing to help people.
Mm-hmm.
And so, gosh, to me, there's nothing sexier. I love meeting women and men that have confidence, but are humble. Yeah. They're very humble, but they know that they have some solid traits about themselves. How do you foster? This goes back to if you're starting someplace that you don't have a lot of confidence about yourself. This goes back to the affirmations. Mm-hmm. You really have to start. Just thinking it over and over and over again until you truly believe it. And get outside your comfort zone.
Sure.
For me, confidence has come by just really putting myself out there, being vulnerable a lot, failing a lot, mm-hmm. but achieving a lot too.
Sure.
So I reach out, try tons of different things, be friendly to everyone, be willing to help, And also be willing to be alone with yourself too.
Yeah.
And be really willing to self-reflect and say, you know, climb into bed sometimes late at night and really just go within and say, what are the things I really love about myself? And what are the things that I really need to work on that I don't so much like about myself, but I'm willing to try and I'm willing to work on. Yeah. And then going through those affirmations. And literally one of my affirmations was I hold my head with confidence. I am very confident. Yep. And so I didn't believe it at first. And now I live it. I am it. I am very confident with the things that I've been through, who I am, what I'm about. And so, you know, you've got to start thinking it before you truly believe it and acting on it.
Sure. And that's, I think self-awareness is a huge attribute to have.
Oh,
I really do. I feel a lot of people aren't super self-aware, and they might be really smart. You know?
Seriously, Alex, I just was so shocked. I thought that everybody lived this way.
No,
like, yeah. You know, I thought everybody like kind of self-reflected, and then mm-hmm. I realized just what you said. I realized, holy cow,
no.
You know, this is there's probably a small number of people that really are willing to self-reflect and like say, okay, I know I sucked at that. You know, how now do I change that? And this, just like you said before, this particular thing goes, this will benefit you in across the board in your life.
Sure, exactly.
In your relationship with a spouse, you have to be willing to go within and self-reflect and see your part. Yep. And with business, it's the same way. Like, what did I do in that situation that was not beneficial, or that not time efficient or whatever it is? And how do I change that?
Yep.
And even with fitness, it counts with fitness too. Like, what, you know, what is it about me that's not succeeding at this one particular thing, you know? And, mm-hmm. and you have to be willing to see yourself honestly and truthfully and then be willing to kind of work on it. You know, we're all human. We all have things that we have to work on.
Yep.
It's not a bad thing. It's a great thing.
Yep. And you kind of said it earlier too, which I can relate to this, where you said, look, if I don't get to it, cool. I'm only one person. And I think that you can relate that with this, where sometimes I'm like, well, I didn't really have a good day today, or I could have done this, or I spent a little bit too much time watching TV, you know, but being self-aware, it's also important to not hold on to those feelings, understand what you did wrong, understand what you can do to better yourself, and move on. Move the hell on, and it's in the past. You can't control it anymore.
I think that saying is so good. Just move, you know, move the hell on. Move the freak on. Across the board, don't stay on something that's not making you happy. Mm-hmm. Decide what it is that needs to change, and then move the freak on.
And just go. And just do it. I agree. Now, how do you want to be remembered long after you're gone? So what kind of legacy do you want to leave behind?
I want people to remember me as just a lover of life, mm-hmm. just somebody that just loved life and loved her peeps, loved her people. That was a true badass, you know, someone that just went into life fists up. And, I want my kids to remember me as somebody that just loved them. I hope that they have a memory of my home as someplace that was completely safe, mm-hmm. completely full of love. And I hope, and I think that my group of loved ones and peeps will think of that too. You know, we get together every Tuesday night and we work out, and then we have dinner together at my house.
Cool.
And so I hope that they'll remember me, and a fighter for the underdog. We didn't get to talk about this today, but I have fundraising in my blood. My family has had a foundation for 20 years in Haiti.
Wow.
And I just love the underdog. I love people. I love fundraising for them. I love, and just a person that really loved people. I just love people. I honestly, I feel like I'm a place in my life right now where I'm a sponge. I literally soak up people. Mm-hmm. I soak up all the good things about, you know, all these different individuals. And I actually use it in my life I take the things that I love about that person, and then I really kind of try to mold a little bit of my personality into that. But I just love people. I soak them up. I love hearing about their stories. I love hearing about their experiences. And so I hope that I'm remembered in that way.
Yeah. And you know, I mean, you've probably heard that saying where it says, they don't remember what you said to them, but they remember how you made them feel.
Yes, that's exactly it. Yes. That's what I'm talking about, being a true badass, you know? Mm-hmm. Nobody will remember your booty, I guarantee it, girl. But yeah. somebody will remember if you reached out to them and said, you know what, let me teach you how to do that better. Or let me teach you how to do that. Or smile and just said, girl, you're looking fab today.
It's infectious, it is. Even walking in and out of the gym, smile at someone, don't even know who they are. They will remember that, and they
they do.
They're like, wait, that's the person that smiled at me. Like, they made me feel better. You don't know what they're going through in their life, but
no, you don't even know how many times people have come into my class and said, you know what, you always have a smile on your face, Aim. I'm like, I know, I try, I really try.
Yeah,
I really try to always just be smiling at people because I'm happy.
So am I.
I love people. I love being around people. They make me happy. That's
something we have in common. We're always smiling.
I know. I remember I came up and told you that.
Yeah.
At the gym, I was like, Alex, thank you so much for always smiling, because I feel like there's not that many people. Not like bad. Judging them or something. I just think that they're kind of, it's hard reaching out to people. You have to have that certain personality. So I think it's hard for people sometimes to be outwardly outwardly opening themselves up. So when I find somebody that is always smiling, I love it.
Yeah,
I'm like, good job. Good job, dude.
All right,
and it makes them so much more attractive. Have you noticed that?
I agree. No,
I always tell everybody, like, the sexiest curve on your body is a smile.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so like all of us that are in the gym, you know, the outside look is so rampant there. I always am like, you know, dude, the sexiest part of you is your smile. Yeah. So just keep rocking that.
Yeah. And I always catch myself, I'll be working out and like, I don't know, I'll kind of get a moment of gratitude for whatever it may be. And I'll start smiling and I'm just like, wow, I feel really good today. Yeah. I'm working out. I'm in the gym. I'm happy.
Yeah.
And it is, it's very infectious, and people can't see us, but I'm smiling right now. While
me too.
And so hopefully those listening will be smiling as well.
I know. It's kind of cheesy. Yeah. It's so funny. Every Spartan pic that you see of me, I'm smiling. Todd, my husband, is always like, babe, can't you act like a little bit miserable so that people like know how hard this race is?
Yeah.
I can't. I do not have one race smile that I'm not smiling, because I'm freaking loving it.
Sure.
I'm loving life.
It's amazing.
Life is so enjoyable to me. Mm-hmm. And I'm running with people that I love. And so, you know, why not rock a smile?
Sure. You're doing some awesome stuff, and it's super cool. So last question of the interview, and I really like to, I kind of said a moment ago, I like to leave off on gratitude. I think gratitude is such a powerful emotion, and here's a little hack for all you guys out there. Maybe if you didn't know this, Amy, for you too. I set a silent alarm on my phone every day. It goes off every single day at 2:00, and it says, what are three things you're grateful for? So I stop whatever I'm doing, if I'm in class. Just now, it just happened, and in my head, I'm telling myself what are three things I'm grateful for, and I think it's such a powerful emotion.
Oh my gosh, I love that idea. So, yeah, I'm going to do that.
Silent alarm, and name it. What are three things you're grateful for? So it just pops up on your screen, and it forces you to have a moment of gratitude every day. So what are three things you are grateful for?
Three things that I'm grateful for. Oh my gosh, there's so many. And I like how you end on gratitude. I know I'm not a religious person, but I'm a spiritual person. And if I ever pray, I pray with gratitude. And so I love ending on gratitude. Three things I'm thankful for. One, I am thankful for a healthy body. Oh my gosh. I feel like I was made for a purpose, and every time I'm training, I just have so much gratitude that I get to be doing that, that my legs were made to do that, that my strength and every muscle was made to do that. So I have gratitude that I have a healthy body and I'm able to do that. Number two, I don't want to say something that's a basic thing, but I really am grateful for the people that I have in my life right now. I feel like every single person that is in my life, benefits me and makes me happy. Mm-hmm. How could I not be happy with so many amazing people? Yeah. And each one brings something different mm-hmm. and good to my life. So I'm really, really thankful for that. Yeah. Number three, I'm thankful for the mind that I have. Mm-hmm. I know that I'm a little different when it comes to, I've realized that, you know, self-reflecting, that I think of things in a little different way. But I'm thankful for that. I'm glad that I'm a thinker. And that kind of plays into, I grew up in a family that really was, we debated a lot. We talked a lot. We discussed a lot of things. And so I'm really thankful that I grew up in that family, that I have the mind that I do. I really, my mind never stops. It's moving a million miles an hour all the time. And literally I am coming up with three business plans a day. Wow. And so I am just constantly thinking.
Working. Good.
And in my mind, and I'm very thankful for that. I love that. I love that about myself.
Well, you're amazing.
So I have gratitude for that. But
you killed this episode. You're awesome.
Alex, thank you. I feel honored that you thought of me, and I feel honored and thankful to have you in my life. I honestly think that we will complement each other in the future very well.
I agree.
So I feel like I can always call you and count on you to be like, hey, I need this.
Always.
And you're always willing to be like, okay, let me do it.
Well, we'll do it. We'll have to get you on again sometime, and we'll do it in the near future.
Okay. Awesome. Right. Alex, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you soon.
Bye. Hope you love this interview with Amy and can see how genuine of a person she is. Do me a favor, take a screenshot of this and post it to your social media handle. Tag me, and I would love to hear where you're listening. From the car, in the gym, it doesn't matter. Just share it. Let me know where you guys are and where you're listening. You guys are amazing. Much love to the H Project fam from me. This is Alex Hernandez, and I'm out.